Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Live cattle and feeder cattle futures markets today closed higher. We were about 12 higher on the April live cattle, which had a pretty good premium to where the cash market is. Currently, the cash market is last week anyway, was 114, and the April live cattle are 119. So pretty good premium there. The June live cattle were up $1.35 today at 121.77, and that's close to the previous contract highs for the June cattle back on February 16th. They went as high as 122.40. Well, today's high was 122.20. So we got within 20 cents, and it looks like there's a chance that we're going to test that high. And if it goes through it, we may see what we saw in the August feeder cattle, for example. They made new highs on Friday and then had some continued buying today. But again, the June live cattle near the highs. August were up $1.05 at 120.85. October up 85, 124.55. And then the feeder cattle contracts. Now, we're 67 higher in March at 137.02. April's up 70 at 143.92. The May's were up $1.35, 149.72. August up $1.27 at 157.85. And that is, again, new highs for the August feeder cattle contract. We got a cattle on feed report on Friday. Looks like 101 on feed, about 96 placed, 98 marketed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
The grain futures rallied today, led by the corn. May corn was up 10.5 cents at 594.5. The new crop, though, the December unchanged here at 477.5. So that old crop, new crop spread getting back out wider there, becoming more inverted. The wheats were also higher, 2 to 6 higher. The Chicago May up 6.5. The May Kansas City up 3.25. The July Chicago up 5. The July Kansas City up about 3 cents. That Kansas City wheat spread, the July versus Chicago July, is 24.75 to 1.5 cents lower on the day. It was even just a few weeks ago. Now we're all the way back at an inversion to where it was. Today's cotton futures were under a little bit of pressure. May was down 85 at 86.72. December cotton down 65 at 83.55. So this rainstorm that was coming through yesterday throughout the United States didn't really get everywhere. I think that it was a little bit lacking in terms of total coverage, but where they did get rain, it was substantial. I know in northern Kansas and southern Nebraska there were instances of 4 inches or more of rain, and I think a lot of places got some, but we needed more in some certain spots.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.